happens next. You know, obviously, when you talk about change, people in general knee-jerk sometimes about change.
Sure.
And sometimes it's just sort of nostalgia. You know, right. It's, oh, I went to that school, or I grew up, or my kids went to that school. We clearly have more buildings than we need for the kids that we have.
Correct.
But not necessarily the space we need
That's right.
for the kids we have.
That's
which
right.
sounds
in 21st
like
century learning.
Yes.
Right.
That sounds like a conflict, but it's not. I mean, mm-hmm. so we're looking at, as a district, a smarter use of the space we have, creating right. new space, and then duplicating programs where there are waiting lists, replicating right. that.
Replicating and expanding the capacity of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got long wait lists for Johns Hill and for the Montessori programs. And we
when our guy went there as a kindergartner, you know, there was a, you know, we might get in, we might not get
That's
in.
Right.
It was kind of a lottery.
And we know that when sometimes people don't get in
yes.
on those, they choose other options than Decatur Public Schools. And we want to curtail that. So one of our biggest drivers that we're looking at and we've charged Dr. Frigo with is over the next couple of years, we're going to be looking at market share. How much market share are we capturing? And we know that this is the first step in being able to really tackle that as a metric.
Okay. So if for instance, Johns Hill, and the reason I mentioned that, we're much more familiar with that than
yeah.
we are with others, but it's the English is a second language school.
Yeah.
So there is a great mix of kids, not only kids who might migrate from wherever, but kids who our parents are doctors or come work for the hospitals.
Right.
I mean,
right.
it's sort of like always kind of felt like it was like a mini United Nations
it is.
There.
It is. It's awesome.
And
yeah.
so there was this great sort of world experience mm-hmm. our guy got in class every day mm-hmm. just from having friends from all over the world.
Right. And that there's such a nice natural tie-in to that English as a second language and the fine arts.
Yeah.
Because even if a child doesn't necessarily know how to speak English, they may be able to recognize music or be able to learn through a hands-on art activity. So the integration of the fine arts and the ESL works beautifully together, and so it becomes a very rich educational environment.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing, too, and this is why I'm always careful about numbers or how we grade success of schools or mm-hmm. or not, you know, at a state level, at a federal
right.
level. We had, Lindsay, 8 years there at Johns Hill where, I mean, we had nothing but a positive,
yes.
incredible experience.
Yes.
But if I look at a list of schools that are failing based on federal standards,
right.
they'll tell me Johns Hill is failing.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
How do you reconcile that as a board member?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard because, you know, you get dinged if your test scores aren't where they're supposed to be, but yet we...
But a tiny percentage of kids can fluctuate.
Right.
I mean, it can cause
right.
that to either happen
right.
or not happen.
That's
I mean,
right.
it's not as if the whole school is
it's
failing.
It's a moment in time.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to put together metrics for our internal success.
And I think that would be more successful long-term for the kids.
Correct.
Yeah.
yeah so that they feel like they're accomplishing something. But growth measurements, and I think that the state is moving much more towards, you know, where are you getting your kids and how are you growing them, as opposed to just, are they at this level?
Well, and at this level, and then you start teaching to the test, and then kids aren't prepared
That's
for
right.
life. I think
That's
the concentration
right.
on, you know, the Ag Academy, the announcement
That's
we
right.
were at with ADM last week for the 4-H
mm-hmm.
investment, getting those younger
yep.
grade school kids interested, much more realistic in preparing kids for life than anything the federal government comes up with and says, here's a test, and how you score on this test is what matters.
Right, and we had a presentation on Tuesday night from Franklin Elementary School, and the principal was talking about how the kids, they interviewed the kids in sixth grade to talk about what was important to them at their time at Franklin. And they
right.
they remembered the hands-on activities.
Yes.
And so that is what brings learning to life for kids and really kind of tricks them into learning the standards that we have. And it's what's memorable. You know, I can still remember my sixth grade project of making a mummy
yeah.
and studying the Egyptian pyramids.
It didn't actually involve any dead bodies,
no,
right?
No, okay. a lot of papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché,
mm-hmm.
great.
Yep.
All right, so the plan then moving forward, or at least we seem like we have an outline of a plan.
Yep.
I mean, is there going to be a formal, you know?
So I asked for that.
Yeah.
You know, the first step in this was submitting these health life safety amendments to the Illinois State Board of Education to be able to take these two buildings offline. And that's what is going to give us the revenue stream to be able to go back out and build. But as part of that, we have to duplicate the same square footage
right.
across the district for the same grade level. So we can't take Johns Hill offline and add to the high schools because it has to be for a K-8 environment.
Gotcha.
So there had to be a plan in place in order to replicate those square footage and how we were going to rebuild those. So Paul presented that, Dr. Frigo presented that, but we didn't vote necessarily on the plan. But what I asked for is that we come back and formally ratify this plan I don't want us getting derailed.
Well, and that's with human beings. That's what happens.
That's right.
And when you get a group of people together, the tendency is to keep kicking the can down the road and talking.
Yep.
And you guys have spent a long time talking.
We have spent a long time talking. Over, I mean, this is a culmination of years of work. And it's a chess game, right? You make one move, and it impacts how all of the other moves can be made. And there are a lot of different ways that we can tackle this to get to the end result that we were looking for. And I told Dr. Frigo, I said this in open session, is this perfect in my mind? Is it exactly how I would have played every chess piece? Maybe not, but it is a good plan, and it gets us to the goals that we set out for, and we need to stand behind it and not be tinkering with it as when special interests come to us to say, well, I would have done it this way. We're not doing that. This is our plan. We're sticking to it. We're moving on down the road
because
we need it as a community.
You know, and I think with bureaucracies, and I use that word, I don't like bureaucracy, and that's a very generic term. But I think in government, whether it's education or parks or city or whatever it is, you have a certain amount of entrenched bureaucracy. And sometimes that has a hard time moving. And then, you know, this person writes a letter or somebody does a letter to the editor. Okay, now we're going to reshift our thinking. You do that, and sooner or later, you're not going to make anybody happy.
Because
you're not going to make everyone happy.
Yep.
The best you can do is do what is right.
Right.
Make the most people happy you can and do the right thing. That's
right.
Why you guys are in leadership positions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I would expect in the next couple of board meetings, we're going to have something where we're formally voting on this.
Yeah.
And we're also moving on down the road. We're starting to work on hiring a construction manager. We're working on how we're going to structure the financing of this, all in anticipation that ISB is going to come back and give us what we asked for.
Okay. Well, I think it's exciting. People can embrace change in a lot of ways. I mean, I found that throughout life, most times when you go through change, it ends up being better on the other side, most times.
Yep.
Not every time, you know, not just change for change's sake.
Right.
But I also find people are so reluctant to embrace it. I mean, it is just something people just inherently resist.
I would agree. And I think that there was a lot of anticipation of what is this plan going to look like. But I will, and we had emails, we had phone calls, we had comments directed to us. But after this was all done, sometimes people just find security in this is the plan.
Yeah, because if you let people speculate and keep moving the target, you're never going to get any closure on it. So even the language that Dr. Frigo was using on Tuesday, if you're going to close the school, just say you're going to close the school.
Right. Yep.
What was the verbiage that was used?
I can't remember.
There was a phrase.
A strange phraseology.
Taking it offline.
Offline.
Yes.
Offline.
Well, I will say, in his defense, we're taking it offline for students. It doesn't necessarily mean that the district wouldn't use that for some sort of, I would call it, overhead program.
Okay, that.
Again, the terminology.
That's part of the bureaucracy. You know, it's just be flat. I have found over the years, even if everyone, to your point, is not spectacular on the plan, if you just give people the plan and you're straightforward with it, most people will just move with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of positive.
Good. I'm glad because you evolve. I mean, you just have to. I mean, you look at how life has changed in the last 10, 11, 12 years, mm-hmm. let alone, 50, 60, 70 years ago when they were building these schools and these programs. And I've often said the one question I've had going back to Gloria Davis and the people who have been in that, if you've got this waiting list mm-hmm. of people getting mm-hmm. into Johns Hill or Dennis or Garfield, why are you not replicating these programs? So this is what you guys are looking to do, which I think is fantastic.
Well, thanks
for the clarity. We appreciate you coming
anytime,
in after the fact.
Anytime.
Beth Nolan, part of the Board of Education for District 61. We'll take a break. Hey, you want to do another weather forecast or you just want to go to the break?
Just go to the break.
Okay, thanks. It's going to be beautiful.